Hello, and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about telehealth evals for rehab providers and the technology that makes it possible. And on hand, we have Bill Paul to shed some light on the subject. Bill is the CEO of Atlas Enterprise Software and Telehealth Evals, which makes those kinds of telehealth evaluations possible through best-in-class solutions for complex rehab businesses through a seamless software solution designed to run all aspects of a rehab business and through telehealth evals, which provides the professional wheelchair assessments that providers need. So, Bill, thanks a bunch for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay, so let's dive in and give a little context here, because some of our listeners are probably familiar with Atlas from a couple aspects. There might be HME providers that know it, but then Atlas and telehealth evals also is for the complex rehab business. So how does this all come together? What was the genesis for Atlas?
So we began as a CRT provider for the last couple decades. My wife Maxine and I have been doing this for many, many years, and as such, we really understood that you needed to have transparency within your operations. The industry is very complex for managing all of the steps and documents and requirements within the industry. And so you have to know that you are doing it and doing it correctly. We had 7 operations in several states, and you can't be at all places at all times. So we developed the software in order to be able to manage the process of the orders at a distance. So we managed our company from a headquarters, and then we were able to watch all of the operations in progress in real time at all the different states and all the different payers and all the different documentation requirements.
So that's really interesting, because you guys were coming, you were probably way out ahead of the whole telehealth eval that everybody's going through because of the COVID-19 public health emergency. I'm curious, from your vantage point as an organization that helps CRT providers and has been there yourself as a CRT provider, what's been the impact because of the public health emergency, in particularly, with the whole telehealth side of things?
The impact of the public emergency was devastating to the CRT world. A CRT provider must actually do physical evaluations of a patient before they can prescribe equipment or make recommendations to any clinical person for the type of equipment. With the pandemic, what we found was all of the clinics were shut down. The patients were unable to go out into the field and go to a office or a clinic, and they were afraid to have the clinicians come to their house for fear of the COVID virus.
Man, and so that's interesting, because now, because of the pandemic, telehealth evals have skyrocketed, correct? And if so, while that may have skyrocketed, was that the genesis of telehealth evals and CRT, or was that happening prior to the public health emergency?
My wife, who is a very insightful person, had a vision many years ago of doing the clinical evaluations for CRT, but without telehealth, the logistics just did not work. So we had to put it on hold and pause. But when the pandemic hit and the emergency was enacted, we were able to then have the OTs and the PTs conduct telehealth visits. This opened the gate for the industry actually experiencing the value of telehealth, being able to now access their patients, conduct their clinical evaluations, and get the equipment to the patient where they otherwise would not have been able to without telehealth.
Bill, let's flesh this out a little bit. Maybe you can kind of give me, you know, paint a picture for me. How tough has the public health emergency been on CRT providers?
It's been really tough. In the early days of the public health emergency, the providers were unable to function, unable to do business, but it wasn't limited to just the providers. The entire support system of medical clinicians were also affected. So the OTs, the PTs, the physicians, they were all unable to access the patients to conduct the evaluations needed in order to qualify for the equipment. That resulted in the patients not actually getting their equipment in a timely way, and that creates a deteriorating medical condition for the patient.
And so when it comes to telehealth evals and the fact that, you know, various funding sources have kind of reduced the regulations for, or actually let's flesh that out. At a certain point, we had various funding sources relax the regulations and sort of guidelines for telehealth evals, right? In other words, they maybe you could describe that a bit.
The biggest funder for CRT is Medicare, and Medicare relaxed the rules for telehealth for the clinicians. So physicians have always had the ability to do telehealth. It's permanent within the Medicare guidelines. OTs and PTs did not have that same ability.
Yeah.
The public emergency that Medicare implemented in their rule changes actually gave the OTs and the PTs the ability to do telehealth for their clinical evaluations.
Got it. And so that means that, you know, they could do it. Did you see an uptick in CRT providers starting to do the telehealth evals during the pandemic?
When the pandemic first came about, our clients who are CRT providers were experiencing a severe downturn in their business. Accessibility was a huge issue, and they weren't able to sell product, generate revenues, or get the patient the equipment they needs. The result was that in putting telehealth together, we were able to give the providers the tool that they needed to gain access. The result in that was the providers were now not only generating the equivalent of revenues that they were before the pandemic public emergency, they were actually improving their access and improving delivery times and improving their revenues for the CRT provider.
Uh-huh. Okay. So kind of, I mean, in a weird way, it kind of worked out. Is that fair to say?
You know, it really has. I believe that the CRT providers are in a better position now than before the pandemic if they are using telehealth. If they use it properly, and our company at Telehealth Evals has really refined the whole process with our technology. It's very seamless. It's very limited touches. And collaboration by the ATPs and the clinical people allow for the patient to be properly evaluated and get the proper equipment.
Okay. So bearing that in mind, kind of, you know, this I guess, rapid evolution in telehealth for CRT, bearing that all in mind, now we've got one quarter under our belt with 2021. Do you have any indications on how this year might fare for CRT providers? Are they going to see a continued impact from the public health emergency? And are they going to see a continued need for new efficiencies in operating their businesses, such as telehealth evals?
Yeah, as a provider, I can say without a doubt that January is traditionally the worst month for any CRT provider and probably most businesses in the medical field. The reason for that is that a provider tends to empty their pipeline in December as much as they can. First, they want to keep the revenues into the prior year the best they can. And second, they want to avoid, to the best of their ability, the first of the year deductibles and copays that a patient has within the new healthcare plan year. So the first month of January is usually a little weak, but as we've seen in the subsequent months, February, March, April, everybody continues to grow. We've seen several of our clients have the best months ever in revenues, which means that they are serving more patients better and quicker than they have in prior years in equivalent months year over year.
So I guess what I'm hearing from you is that there's a continued, regardless of a public health emergency, the need to have these sort of operational efficiencies in place is going to be a kind of ongoing business imperative. Is that a fair thing to say?
I believe it is. The industry as a whole is supported by some legislation that is going through the Congress at this time that would allow for the OTs and PTs to have permanency in their ability to do telehealth. The other payers, the private payers, are beginning to follow Medicare's lead in telehealth, and it has proven to be a very efficient way for delivery of medical need to the CRT industry, primarily because our clientele as a CRT provider, our patient, is one of the least mobile of all of the patients within the medical needs.
Right.
So the whole idea of CRT is for mobility. And if they don't have that ability to be mobile, it's hard for them to transport to a physician, to a clinic, or to any kind of outside environment. So what telehealth does, it brings that environment inside their home. It also supports the idea of a ATP being able to evaluate the home, because they're able to, through the telehealth evaluation, see the home and know that the home is accessible for the products, the mobility products that are being provided.
Yeah, I you know, for me, it just seems I look at video applications for all sorts of aspects of home healthcare, and not just CRT, but all sorts of things. You could home access or bath safety evals, or even business services, like thinking about DMEPOST accreditation and the fact that they can do site surveys by video right now because of COVID. There's so many applications that would just cut down on unnecessary travel that's so inefficient for the business, whatever the business is, whether it's an HME provider or a CRT specialist or whatever. But then, like you said, for the patients, forcing somebody who is in a position where they need a CRT chair, to travel to get whatever they need is just, I get that there's times where there it needs to be hands-on, but there's other times where it doesn't need to be hands-on, and why force them into that position? You know, that it seems so smart. So bearing all that in mind, right, we've got this PHE related need. We've got this ongoing business imperative that you described. And then we've got this, prevailing efficiency innovation that why would you turn it down, right? Let's talk a little bit about the solutions that you guys offer. And this is like you touched on, you guys were CRT providers that developed this solution. And maybe we can, kind of loop back on that a little bit. And you can tell me a little bit more about the creation of Atlas, the technology business, and then we can maybe talk a little bit more about telehealth evals and all that good stuff. So let's talk a little bit more about the what do they call it in movies these days? The origin story of Atlas.
Sure, we can do that. So I will start with that our company specialized in CRT beginning in the late 90s. But prior to that, we were full service. We had the respiratory, we had the DME, we had the CPAP, we had the full service of products for the home health. We specialized in the product of mobility because we felt that the patients there were in a higher need of quality service. It hadn't really matured at that point. And so we identified it as an area that is growing and can mature into a very viable business and improve the support system, the healthcare system for the patients. With that in mind, we knew that CRT was a very complicated business to be in. Unlike some of the other aspects of selling a hospital bed or a walker, CRT had many, many more requirements, and to qualify a patient for CRT was much more difficult and involved. In order to do that, we decided that we needed to have a technology that could support the workflow system. So Atlas was started with the idea of just generating a software to run our own business. Mm-hmm. We had many, many locations in many states, and each of the states within each payer had different requirements for each different piece of equipment. So we had to be able to customize our workflows so that we knew it was being processed appropriately and that the payer, whenever we submitted the claim, would pay it. And whenever we got audited, because we do, that we would stay paid and know that everything was processed correctly. So we began really to simply do a workflow process. It then turned into we investigated the outsourcing of document management and of billing. And each of those came with complications of their own because they didn't talk to our workflow software. So we then developed the continued seamless system of having all of our workflows combined with our document management, combined with all the medical billing, and became a full service seamless software. We refer to it sometimes as a 3-in-1 software. There is no other ERP software in the marketplace. There is no other CRT specialist at its core software in the marketplace, but it was developed so that CRT could operate in a way that it was efficient and it met all the requirements of the payers.
It's interesting because it sounds like you guys started out wanting to just kind of do like one aspect of the business, and then all of a sudden it became this like highly tailored soup to nuts CRT solution.
It did, and part of that is we don't build things halfway. We don't do a half a job whenever we take on a project like this. Once we decided that we needed to build this, we needed to build it the best on the market and complete. It had to do the entire workflow, order processing operation. So, and as it has done that, we continue to add features that allow it to be much more in depth. And if you drill down on it, functionality is unmatched by industry softwares that are currently available.
So you've got this, you unintentionally you came up with this super specific software that, you know, is the driven by what sounds like a healthy dose of perfectionism. So now you've got this kind of Swiss Army knife here. How are CRT providers using it, and particularly on the telehealth side, since that's sort of the topic today? You know, how are these guys using your stuff?
Well, the Atlas software had a large part of the telehealth clinical evaluations built into it already. So it was a matter of creating a standalone telehealth software to meet all the requirements of the clinical side. So Atlas is the foundation for telehealth. Telehealth itself is a function of the pandemic that is now looking to be a permanent part of what we do going forward. Without telehealth, a lot of patients would be without their equipment.
For CRT specialists out there that are looking to implement these sorts of solutions, do you have any kind of guidelines about how to get started? I mean, the obvious one, I think you'd say as well, you know, they need to get Atlas, but I'm curious if there's any sort of staff training, things that they need to do, or policies, procedures, workflows that they need to implement that they might not have considered. I'm curious how, you know, as a guy who's been both the business manager and then somebody who's developing solutions for the specialists running those businesses, what do you think they should do from a, you know, a business management operations kind of perspective to make sure that they have a successful telehealth implementation?
Well, most of my history has been in the development of process efficiencies. Mm-hmm. And with that in my prior experience in other industries, the delivery systems is what was really important, because most things have a cap on what reimbursement is, or in the non-medical field, what the price for a product is. So what we did is, Atlas is not required in order for a CRT company to use telehealth. It is a software system that will improve your business efficiencies, therefore your business profits and bottom line, but it's not required in order to utilize the telehealth function. In order to use telehealth, we've made it a very simple process. A ATP would go to our website at telehealthevals.com. There's an ATP registration tab right in the website. Once you're there, everything from that point is all digital. There's very little, if any, need to make phone calls or send paperwork in or all of this stuff. But telehealth will actually verify that the ATP is registered with ResNA. It will verify that the ATP is employed by a company. But it also allows for the ATP to have a second user for CSR support that that's makes it very simple for the ATP to function. Every scheduling is done online, evals are done online, reports are done online. The communication between the ATP and the clinical staff, whether it be physicians or OTs or PTs, is all done digitally, exchanging the reports. So it is very, very efficient.
All right. Well, Bill, it sounds like you have the entire workflow kind of right there on the screen and at the fingertips. That's really fascinating. Okay, so this sounds terrific. If a provider out there, CRT specialist wants to find out more about you guys, what do they do? How can they reach you?
Since we live in a digital world, they could reach out to us through our website, which is www.telehealthevals.com. We look forward to helping providers create a better patient experience and increase their profitability of their business.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. This is an interesting topic, definitely.
Thank you very much, David, for having me.
All righty. Okay. Well, interesting topic and a clever solution from Bill Paul at Atlas Software and Telehealth Evals. And again, go check them out at telehealthevals.com. Again, that's telehealthevals.com. With that, we'll kind of wrap things up. Please don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, if you keep listening, we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, to make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. We even have a digital edition so that if you don't want the Dead Tree edition, but if you want to get a digital flipbook delivered to your email inbox every time we release a new issue, you can sign up for it there. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us. We're on social media. We're at HME Business on Facebook and Twitter, and we're also on LinkedIn now as well. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. And if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up via email at DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. All right. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering compelling topics like CRT and telehealth evals for CRT. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.